There's always news impacting you in Central Virginia.
WCHV time fine.
And there's always been WCHV to make sure you know about it.
9 inches.
News, weather, and traffic. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, 8:47. So much going on, and joining us from... Oh, I see what you did there, because I called him the cell phone guy. He is Senator Mark Warner on the Newsmakers line with us. Good morning, Senator. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, Joe. How are you?
Very good. Now, I know that you just got onto the floor and, I guess, passed through the reopening and reinvigorating of some of the monies that had been set aside for renovating state parks. I know Shenandoah National Park just completely reopened today, 24/7 camping. Everyone very happy about that. How long had that money been kind of stuck in limbo?
Well, Joe, this is, for literally... the last 20 years, Congresses have been kicking the can on maintaining, basic maintenance at our national parks. Our battlefields, Richmond Battlefield, Petersburg, Fredericksburg, Civil War battlefields, Jamestown, Yorktown, Shenandoah Drive, Shenandoah National Park, Blue Ridge Parkway, all our national parks, the roads had been falling apart, the visitor centers, the trails have even gotten to be pretty bad if you hike the Appalachian Trail. So starting 3 years ago, bipartisan, Rob Portman, Senator from Ohio, and I said, let's go ahead, and we may not be able to take care of the whole $12 billion of backlog, but let's deal with at least half of it. So we identified a source of funds, some of the federal energy relief, oil leases, and said, let's take some of that money and dedicate it to our national parks. Mm. At the same time, there was legislation saying we ought to go ahead and permanently fund something called the Land and Water Conservation Fund. This is our national effort to acquire additional public lands, preserve them. We put these two efforts together. It was one of those rare times when the stars finally aligned. The president supported it. Democrats have, Republicans have. We've not finished the legislation, but we've got about, we had 80 votes on the first procedural hurdle. We had 78, 79 yesterday. We've got another vote today, a couple early next week, but my sense is it will be passed overwhelmingly, should pass the House, and I couldn't think of a better present for our country than if the president was able to sign this right around July 4th. And I know this is not getting the kind of attention that all the other news is.
Well, let me ask you,
but it's an important piece of legislation.
Well, let me ask you about that, because you mentioned Civil War battlefields and right now that's not a popular thing, Mark. You might find yourself on the wrong end of some of the protests if you're sending money to Civil War battlefields. And I'm just warning you. I've known you a long time, but we see what's happening to the statues in Richmond, what's happening to the statues all around the country, what the protests have left the business communities, I guess, which is good, but now they're attacking war memorials, and public property that, what do you say about this assault on public property like these statues, that are being done privately by these mobs?
Joe, I think people want to protest, they ought to have a right to peaceful protest. People want to raise questions about what statues ought to be where. You ought to have that debate. But protesters should not go and take on their own decision and decide, arbitrarily what statues are going to stay up, which ones are going to come down. As you said, in many cases, these are on public land, and have the debate, but then there ought to be a process after that debate. This is not, we don't live in a country where you can take the law into your own hands arbitrarily.
Well, let me, and I've been saying this since the last couple of weeks, you know, in the mid 60s, this was what Lyndon Johnson was facing: riots in the poor, mostly African American communities. He started the War on Poverty and the Great Society, and here we are. We're still doing the same things. I mean, it's 55 years later, Mark, and now we're hearing people say, you know, Minneapolis City Councilor is saying we're going to dismantle the police department, and I know that many people in Washington have been circling around saying, no, 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 that's not what they meant. That's not what we're doing. You know, where is your stand on what the Minneapolis City Council is talking about, dismantling the police? You know, and then they talk about, the president talks about targeting different funding for the police. What are your views on that?
I think there ought to be a criminal justice reform. I think, and there are very few Americans that didn't see the murder of George Floyd, 8 minutes and 46 seconds on a, you know, a chokehold on a guy that was down, and not say that's not the way we ought to police. And what gives me actual hope is, you know, I've got legislation that a bunch of Democrats put together, but Tim Scott, the only African-American member of the Senate, Republican member of the Senate, is putting together legislation as well. Let's see what he's going to put together. Let's start the legislative process. Let's argue and debate about that. And then let's see what we can agree on. Yeah. One of the things, Joe, that I thought that was, you know, powerful in a lot of these protests are when I see police chiefs, when I see members of the police, you know, join, at least symbolically join the protest or symbolically take a knee to acknowledge that there ought to be reform. I think that ought to be done in a way where, you know, we can air different views and debate it appropriately.
Well, and there's a great viral video of a Richmond shop owner and a Richmond police officer actually have become apparently Facebook buddies, to the point where I think they actually have a joint Facebook page now where they, you know, and they're back and forth about it. And you're right about the realities versus, you know, punish one bad actor and let the world see that you punish people who violate people's rights, and then you'll get less of it. I think is the way we're supposed to go forward with this. But have you ever talked to the folks at, and I know the title Right on Crime would imply that if Mark Warner's seen going into their office, but you know, these folks, Bernie Carrick, former New York City police commissioner, you know is part of this, former Governor Perry, former Attorney General Cuccinelli, you know, and we've been talking about this kind of criminal justice reform for 10 years, and you know, maybe some of what Tim Scott has got is going to reflect that.
Yeah, I hope so. I have a lot of respect for Tim Scott, but I think he's going to write something that's probably going to be powerful legislation. Tim Scott has spoken very powerfully on the floor of the Senate. The number of times that he's been stopped by Capitol Police because they see a black man and they don't see a senator, they say, well, what's this guy doing up here? That's got to be, you know, I've never had to experience that feeling. That has to be extraordinarily challenging. And, you know, and I think, again, he'll bring his own life experiences to how we, you know, what he wants to see in criminal justice reform. I think this is a long overdue debate. And whoever's got ideas, wherever they come from on the political spectrum, ought to have a chance to put forward those ideas.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to have plenty of them for you, Mark. But Senator Mark Warner, on this last one, I've got to hit the Daily Caller has a story about one of your campaign staffers supporting the idea of dismantling the police. They said they reached out to you for comment on it, but they didn't have anything from your office on it. Have you seen the tweets?
You know, I've not actually seen the tweet, you know, but my, you know, I've got folks working on my campaign staff. I don't go through and censor everyone who works on my campaign. If you're working on my official staff, I think you know, you have to bear in mind that you will be viewed as a representative of my office. I think, you know, I'll check out, you know, whatever was posted
But you don't agree with the idea of dismantling the police?
No, listen, do I think there needs to be criminal justice reform? Yes. Do I think there is something here where in America, I think it's like the number last year was, you know, 1,024 folks, black and white, mm-hmm. Died at the hands of the police. And in England, I think 3. In Japan, I think 0. How do we, you know, obviously we have, you know, many more guns, and the police do have more to defend themselves. But some of these numbers, our numbers are so different than other countries that also have criminals, that also have challenges. And I think there are, if there are ways we can improve, and if people have got ideas, let's have at it.
All right. Well, I'm going to send you a link to Right on Crime. I know Ken's busy in D.C. these days, but I know that Bernie...
Well, I talk to Ken on a pretty regular basis, trying to make sure we can get workers into our seafood, crab pickers and clams and oysters. You know, we've got to make sure we've got workers to make sure that part of Virginia's seafood industry maintains. So I talk to Ken on a pretty regular basis.
Tell him Joe Thomas says hi and ask him about Right on Crime. Senator Warner, I appreciate your visit again. It's warner.senate.us, correct?
warner.senate.gov, or you can just Google me.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, sir. You have a great morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
And thank you for joining us, Logan, back in Blacksburg as well, for riding herd on it. I ran over, but as I wanted to get the last bits in there. Until tomorrow morning, so long, and thanks for all the fish.
Being tuned in means...
Please wash your hands.
WCHV.
This report is sponsored by the T.J. Martell Foundation. The T.J. Martell Foundation's Music's Promise for a Cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. That's tjmartell.org.
Are you thinking of getting a lower rate on your home mortgage? We offer refinances with a lower interest rate. We also streamline refinances for existing FHA mortgages without a new appraisal. We are All Credits Mortgage, a Virginia mortgage corporation. We can approve and close your mortgage remotely. Go to our website to pre-qualify, allcreditsmortgage.com, or call 434-325-7229.
Father's Day is almost here. Give the gift Dad really wants this year, Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code QUALITY in the search bar. You'll see great options available, many that include free shipping and a free 1-pound package of delicious applewood smoked steak cut bacon. Go to omahasteaks.com and type QUALITY in the search bar to get free shipping and free steak cut bacon with select packages. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword QUALITY.
Team coverage of local news first coming up next on WCHV.
You know what's more fun when you own your own home? Pretty much everything. Ready to buy your first home? See if you qualify for a down payment grant from Virginia Housing. Visit virginiahousing.com/radio.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Good morning. It is 78 degrees outside the Automated Office System studios at 9 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first, brought to you by Ruderman to the rescue.
Governor Northam announcing that schools can begin reopening in phases, and now local school boards trying to come up with plans for how to keep students safe with in-person classes this fall.
Don Stribling, the executive director of Fluvanna County Public Schools.
The 6 feet social distancing, we're going to have to look at that in terms of classrooms, cafeterias, gymnasiums, and buses.
One possibility is having students to have a rotating schedule, allowing a mix of in-person and online classes.
Everything from 1 week on to 1 week off to Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday off, planning, cleaning.
Stribble.